Here's Check On Stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for clouds and showers later today, mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 35 to 40. A chance of snow on Friday into Friday night and Saturday morning, 30 to 35. It'll become sunny on Saturday, lower 30s. We'll get the details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Legal opinions are being sought in Kent. The town is seeking legal opinions on when budget transfers should be done in response to feedback and questions from townspeople. Town treasurer has requested a legal opinion from the town attorney. She alerted both the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Finance last month. And as of Tuesday, she said town council had acknowledged the receipt of her request. She said several of the taxpayers who spoke at a December 3rd special town meeting wanted more transparency when lines were going over the budgeted amount. She said she had informed the finance board in her report and the legal expenses were exceeding the budget last year. Quote, I'm comfortable in my interpretation, end quote, she told the finance board December 15th, but she wants to have that verified by the council. No relief for COVID in Connecticut. Key numbers remain sky high. State health officials reported a net increase of 110 patients hospitalized with laboratory confirmed cases between new admissions and discharges at 1,592 statewide. This last time that many people were being treated in the hospitals for COVID-19 was April 11th, 2020. The positive test rate set another daily record of over 23% as highly contagious Omicron and Delta variants continue to compete for dominance in Connecticut. There were over 10,600 new cases reported out of 44,000 test results that were recorded on Monday. Meanwhile, Dutchess hospitalizations have jumped 20%. Cases continue to soar there. The jump comes as the number of active cases within the county continues to climb, as does the average positivity rate of testing and number of deaths relating to the illness. The spike has been attributed to holiday gatherings and highly contagious Omicron variant. On Sunday, the most recent day for which the county shared data, there were 123 residents hospitalized with COVID-19, 21 more than the day before, 49 more than the week earlier. The average positivity rate in Dutchess County as of Sunday was just under 20%. Meanwhile, that COVID spike is running rampant through inmates and staff at the Dutchess County Jail. That recent surge in cases has effectively shut down the jail as officials try to limit the spread of the coronavirus. The jail superintendent said there were 65 inmates out of an inmate population of 200 with positive COVID cases in the facility in Poughkeepsie. There are 71 staff members out of nearly 200 employees who are out of work because they tested positive for COVID or were exposed to it. As of 4 p.m. Monday, the jail was pretty much shut down, she said. The Housing Planning Committee has a meeting coming up at 3 p.m. via Zoom in Sheffield. Democratic Town Caucus for the Town of Canaan at 6:30 at the Falls Village Fire Department Emergency Services Center. Masks are required within the facility as well as social distancing. Personal attendance is required. No Zoom, FaceTime, calling in, or proxy voting is possible at this point. In Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting will be held at 6:30. Pine Plains Board of Education next meeting will be at 7 p.m. at the Sissing Mountain Junior Senior High School. Dover Town Board has their organizational meeting coming up. Also in Dover, the meeting of the Zoning Board regular meeting happens as well. Village of Milton committee meeting, the police committee meeting, happens on Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Email the clerk at villageofmilton.com to get a Zoom link. In Hillsdale, New York, the town board organizational meeting is happening from 6 till 9 p.m. The town board of Hillsdale will hold its organizational meeting via Zoom. More information on the town hall website. That is January 6. Now on Friday in Salisbury at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting at the PZC and Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where you'll find a regular menu and their tapas menu, and they have specials every day of the week. interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and on Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 36,799.65, the NASDAQ at 15,622.72, and the S&P 500 at 4,793.54. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.